Shabbos Perek Vov Mishnah Yud. We have a fascinating discussion over here, a halacha that's much discussed, and the Gedarim are not so clear. The Etzim Inyan is Mavur over here in the Mishnah. Yoitzim Bebeitzes Chachargo. We're talking over here about going out Hoitzol Legabe Shabbos with things that are in Yonim that are reputed to have some type of healing power. So you would say that it's not a masa because it's part of what the person needs for a certain purpose, which is necessary for his guf, for shmiras gufoi. So it's not a masa. On the other hand, there's no clear direction how this thing works, then Stam is carrying out something like superstitious. So here's the list of things that are eyebrow-raising that Chazal have. Yoitzim bebeitzas ha-chargol. Chargol is one of the minim in the Torah of chagovim, of grasshoppers. So the beitza of a chargol protects against earaches. Go explain. Ubeshen shul, the tooth of a fox, and it helps for sleep disorders. If it's a shul chai, it helps for somebody who's sleeping too much. It wakes him up. If it's from a shul mace, then it helps for somebody who has insomnia who can't fall asleep. Again, Gezait Masbir, the fact that Shualim is symbolic of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shualim Holchubay, I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, waking up from Churban Beis HaMikdash. Ubemasmim in Atzoluv, this is a nail from a gallows. And what is it good for? It's good for certain types of inflammations and swellings. Akitza, these three things, Mishum Rufua Divir Abmeir, the Darkei Rufua, Vachomim Neit, Af B'chol Osa. So first of all, they're also on Shabbos because there's no medical reason, no medical explanation, which you could understand yourself. Chutz from that, since there's no medical explanation, l'chor all it is superstitions. And then it's also af b'chol mishum darkei ha-moiri. Darkei ha-moiri is Chazal's terminology for superstitions. As I state in the Torah, the pasuk in Achim Ois Kedeshim, chukaseyam loisei leichu. The pshat is that if there are other, the Reben Shem created a world, and the Reben Shem runs the world, but we know that the Reben Shem runs the world with kilu his shluchim are the forces of teva, and he controls them. When he decides to suspend them, then the world runs shalabidecha teva. But these things, kilu are saying, there are forces that are uncontrollable, undefinable. That is a stira to Reben Shem's hanhoga. That comes from Darkei Amoiri. Now, Lemaisa, the way the Gemara paskins, is that the reason why this is not Darkei Amoiri is because anything that has alleged medicinal powers is not Darkei Amoiri. Darkei Amoiri would be like a black cat or crossing a path at a certain time. Superstitions for black forces and iron horrors, that type of thing, that's more what Darkei Amoiri is. Now, Vashteitzach, that there's a lot of discussions over here about things that don't make sense, but they allegedly have certain powers. Today, we have all sorts of alternative healing therapies that are popular. So, Vashteitzach, that some of the belief systems in yoga and other practices are outright avodah zarah. They come mamish from Eastern religions. But even the things that are not belief systems, they have koiches that don't necessarily make sense. Is it Darkei Amoiri? Is it Demelikishev? Is it Darkei Rufua? So it's not a problem. The poskim are very busy. Bizman Azeh, the Heintiger poskim, discussing this. L'chaira, some of the discussion is based on this machlekes. And now we're in Yitz Hashem going to start the Grace of Perek Klal Godl. The seventh Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Godl Omru B'Shabbos. A Klal Godl. Shabbos is the Yisrael of Yiddishkeit. So the klal of Shmira Shabbos is a klal godl, as there's written in the Mepharshim. Kol ha-shechech ikke Shabbos. Somebody forgets the essence of Shabbos, the ikir of Shabbos, which means, the way the Gemara explains it, maybe he heard of the concept, but he doesn't know anything about Malachas. That means he doesn't know anything about any Malachas. The fact that he knows that Shabbos is a spiritual day, a day of recharging, it's a day of family time, it's a day of not being busy with things, but if he doesn't know the concept of Isser Melocha, of Shvisa from Isser Melocha, that's called Shechech Ikka Shabbos. The Gemara even has a discussion. What about if somebody knows about not Al Yetzi Ishmael coming about Tchumen? We hold that Tchumen is derabbanan. This is a Tana Rebbe Kiva that holds Tchumen deraisa. According to Rebbe Kiva, that would be called somebody who's not shecheich ikka Shabbos if he knows about Tchumen. L'didan, that we pass Tchumen is derabbanan, that would be called shecheich ikka Shabbos. There's a Tosefes Inyan in Shabbos called Tchumen, but it's not the ikka Shabbos. Ikka Shabbos is Melachos. How many Melachos? We'll see him in Hashem the next Mishnah. Arboim Chosuachas, 39 Melachos Shabbos. So somebody is shecheich ikka Shabbos. Now listen what happened. Because of that, V'osim Melachos Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe. He doesn't know anything, Rechman al-Tzlam. If he doesn't know anything, it's a total Amor, it's a total Tinek Shenishba. So Meli, he was over many Shabboses, many Melachos. But what was his forgetting? He forgot Zoreya, he forgot Chayrish, he forgot Tzod, he forgot Shoichit, he forgot Kosev. He forgot the essence of Loisasa Kol Melacha. So his shchicha, his forgetting, is one. The chiyuv korban that he brings, the chiyuv chatos that he brings, is a chiyuv on the shgoga. Even if he did thousands, Rachman son of Maisei Chil Shabbos Deraisa over the years, but the shgoga, this is the way the Ramban explains this, a long Ramban Barichus on the first Talmud, the Ramosha and Dibris Moshe has a long tshuva going through the Ramban and Tosis, and this you saw it, that the chalos chiyuv is not in the maisa, even though you can't have a chil Shabbos without a maisa chil Shabbos, but the chalos chiyuv of the shoygeg is on the shoygeg. What was his shoygeg? He was shechech ikar Shabbos. So he brings ene chayv alachatzaks. He brings one chatos. The Gemara also, besides for the Hagdara that we just said, brings a pasuk, which is the malamed of this Hagdara. The pasuk says, Shabsoisai tishmeru, keep my Shabbos sois. There's one shmira on a lot of Shabbos. What do you mean? Every Shabbos is a separate shmira. Because the Iker Shabbos, the Yediyas Iker Shabbos, is the Kaveh. So there's one Yediyah and one Shkoga on many Shabboses. Now, what happens if that's not the case? He's Yedei Iker Shabbos. Yedei Iker Shabbos. V'osim Melachos Harbe v'Shabbos is Harbe. Chayav al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. What didn't he know? He didn't know which day was Shabbos. He got lost. And he thought Friday was Shabbos, Shabbos was Sunday. Or maybe he was off in Japan and there's a shaila of the date line and then it was Nizbar that the halacha was. Whatever, you can moshalize many cases. He didn't know every week what was Shabbos. His forgetting wasn't the malacha. It's not that he doesn't know Hilcha Shabbos. His problem is he doesn't know the yoim. Which yoim? Every single week. Now, you could say that he forgot one thing. He forgot the calendar. So over here, the Gemara explains that when you're talking about looking at different Maisei Aveira as really a hemshech of one Shkoga, it has to be that there was no Yediyah in between. So somebody was a total Amor, it's like the first part of the Mishnah. His Yediyah was one. He doesn't know anything about Melechah Shabbos. The fellow in the second part of the Mishnah forgot the first week or got mixed up the first week that today is Friday. So he does 1,000 different melachos. He drives his car, he goes fishing, he writes a letter of a chule. In the 6 days in the interim, he knows that it's chol. If he knows that it's chol coming after that Shabbos, that already is considered a new shkoga. Even though be'etzem, his calendar mistake took place last week, but be'etzem every week is a new miscalculation. Since it's a miscalculation every week is a separate shkoga, he's chayim al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Case number 3. Hayedeh shu Shabbos. He knows Shabbos is Shabbos. And he knows that there's a concept of melacha. V'osam melachos harbe b'Shabbos is harbe. Here we have somebody who pasha doesn't know Hilcha Shabbos. He's an Amoritz. He knows there's such a concept, but there are many halachos of Shabbos he doesn't know. So over here, chayiv al kol av melacha u'melacha. He's not chayiv tens of thousands, Rachman al-Tzlan, of chiyuve chatos on every single melacha that he did. What's his shkoga? His shkoga is he doesn't know melacha aleph, melacha beis, melacha gimel. How many shkogas are there? So here Chazal tell us that the shkoga of different toldois go under the heading of the one av. That means if there's, well, Mitzvah Hashem will learn over the course of the Masechta that there could be 5 different things that go under the heading of tzod. 5 different things that go under the heading of Dosh. That means they're all one Shkoga, even though they're 5 different Maisim. But remember, it's not the Maisa that's Kaveh. Avad, he did 5 Maisa Chil Shabbos. Rachman Al-Tzlam. But the Shkoga, the Shem Shkoga, is all on the klal, on the principle. He doesn't know that, he doesn't know Tzod. Now, it's not as simple as that, because what happens if he does know Tzod? He just doesn't know three different applications of Tzod. They still go under the category. They're still the Maisim on Meshach Shaychi Zeloza. He doesn't know Tzod, and the male is only Chayiv one. Now, it's important to point out that if he doesn't know those three applications of Tzod, he's only Chayiv one Chattas on them, even though the tragedy of the Chilul Shabbos that he did repeated itself Shabbos after Shabbos. Why is that? Because there's no Yediyah. So it's all a Hemshech of one Shkoga. Aye, there's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in between. It's only in the case before where the problem is his miscalculation of the days, that knowing that there are weekdays is a Yediyah that separates the Shkogas and the separate Shabbosos. But where the Shkoga over here is not knowing Hilcha Shabbos, the Yomim are not relevant. The fact that he knows that there's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, V'chule is not relevant to the Yediyah of the Malacha that comes between. So his Shkoga is one on the Malacha. That point that we're making, that all the toldos or an avina tolda of one malacha considered one binegeh to the shem shkoga, the Mishnah now explains ha'oisim malachas harbe, main malacha achas. He does many different maisei malacha, but they're all meishach shaychi to the same malacha. Either one's an avin, one's a tolda. Mitzvah Hashem, every malacha we have to know what are the avins and the toldos of, or two toldos of one av. To the same shkog, he's only chayiv one. This is the klal gadol of Hilchos Shabbos to define the malachos, the ovis and the toldos, the malachos and their applications. That we'll see in the next Mishnah. We'll just add one more point. It's an important point. It's mentioned in many sugis in Shas. There's a concept that since in the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayakil, the Torah says lo sevaru esh b'chol moshveisechem. Torah says only one malacha specifically. The Torah never says you're not allowed to trap an animal, tzod. You're not allowed to write koisif. That the Torah leaves chazal to define what are the ovis and the toldos of malachas. Torah delineated one malacha havara. So because of that, there's machlokes tanoim. Various tanoim have various sheets. The Gemara is shtals tzu to this shabbos. Kuvov, the beginning of Pesachim, the Gabi burning chametz in many places. Is Havara, the fact that the Torah writes Havara specifically, L'lav Yotzos, to tell us that Havara is different than every other Malach. If the Torah says it, that means the Torah is saying something different. And that means that it's not a Chil Shabbos, which is Chayiv Chatos, all it is a Lav. It's not Chayiv Misa, it's only Chayiv Lav. That's one possibility. The other possibility is Havara L'chalek Yotzos. That in Havara, the Torah is really only using Havara as an example. What the Torah means to say is that every Malacha stands for itself. Meaning to say that if a person is Mechalal one Malacha, a person does one Malacha, that Malacha is a Gantzel Chilul Shabbos. He doesn't need to do that Malacha with another. He doesn't need to be Tzod and Kaisiv. Also, if he's Tzod on Shabbos, because he doesn't know about Tzod, and he's Kaisiv, he's Chayiv too. Each one is a separate Chilul Shabbos. We don't look at them as all being part of one Chilul Shabbos of that Shabbos. It's Chayiv Tu Chatois. That's called Havara L'chalik Yotzoso. The other Tana maybe has a different Pasuk to teach L'chalik. The Pasuk says, Mechala Leho Mois Yumos. The one, Rachman Tzon, who's Mechal them. Mois Yumos, he'll die. What do you mean, Mechal them? You can't die twice. So the Gemara understands that Mechale Moisumas does not referring to Mezid, it's referring to Shoigeg. And in the Chiv Chatos, which is in place of the Misa, by a Shoigeg, Mechale, one could be Chai for both. Ad Kedekach, the Gemara in Kritzus, has a real tzad, that because of the Pasuk Mechale means every single Maisim Malacha, every single Shabbos, not like we said. That means, Rachman Tzom, if a person doesn't know Hilcha Shabbos, he can be Chayiv Chiyuv Chatos al kol av Malacha, al kol Shabbos. Thousands of Chiyuv Chatos. L'maisa, we don't pass him that way. We pass him that he can be Chayiv only up to 39, because he can be Chayiv only for each av Malacha that he didn't know. The Toldos and the Ovis go together, and all the Shabboses go together. That's the summary of the discussions that are over here on this Mishnah.